Our last report from the students this morning comes from Baxter, and Jeff Sipper is the teacher. You may remember that name. Jeff was at Crosby for many, many years, and now is subbing in Baxter, and got his students sending us reports again this year. Welcome back.
Hello, this is Margot and Anna from Mrs. Den's fourth grade class in Baxter, Minnesota. In for Miss Den's this spring is Mr. Simper, formerly from Cuyuna Range Elementary. Here are our observations for the week of March 17th through the 25th.
This week we saw two robins on the 17th, a junco and a robin on the 18th, and a flock of pine siskin on the 19th. And on the 20th we saw a junco, a pine siskin on the northeast part of Brainerd. On the 20th, we also saw Canadian geese, cardinal chickadees, and five robins. On the 21st, we saw sandhill cranes. We saw barred owls, geese, and swans. Also, a great blue heron and a pigeon. On the 24th, we saw robins, a group of five, and a group of six. We also saw 10 turkeys by a lake shore.
For insects, we have a mosquito on the 20th that was in the corner of a house. And for mammals, on Friday, we saw three chickmunks. Our coldest weather was 16 degrees on the 18th. Our hottest weather was 53 degrees on the 23rd.
This was Margo and Anna. We'll see you next week.
Margo and Anna, welcome to the airwaves, and thank you for that great report. I could feel the hand of Jeff Sipper guiding you along. That was wonderful. Blue herons. I wanted to mention blue herons in my own report this morning. Not that I've seen them, but that over the years, the blue herons are always back within 4 or 5 days of the 1st of April. And remarkably, it does not matter what the temperature is outside or what the snow conditions are. They just are responding to, I believe, photo period, because they are really, really consistent. And the fact that they're seeing them down in Brainerd on the 23rd means that we should be seeing some up this way very, very soon. And I look forward to that.